For online daters, what is the best age to find a mate? This is Single, Married, Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
Okay, this was a study that was done by the journal Science Advances, also backed up by your favorite dating site, Tom, OkCupid.
Oh, I love it. OkCupid's the best.
But it found that for online daters, women peak at 18 while men peak at 50. But there is a difference in exactly what they're peaking at, right, Allison?
Yeah, I thought it was in sexual desirability.
Right.
So is it just the 50-year-old guys are trying to go out with the 18-year-old girls?
Yes.
They're just meeting
basically, that's what this article is saying, that men will, as they get older, they will continually look for younger mates.
See, I've always been more of a cougar guy, so I don't get it personally. So a 50-year-old guy wants to go out with an 18-year-old girl.
And well, it's interesting. In the article, they talk about Pablo Picasso when he was in his 40s, and he dated a teenager, and he justified it by saying that we're both at our peaks. This is when our social desirability is best. I think that's a tough justification to make.
If a 50-year-old man shows up with one of my girls, it's not going to be pretty. No, I mean, I think in the article it talks about, like, as a man ages and as his education level goes up, he becomes more desirable, which I get that part. But I also think that me at 18 versus me at 40, I mean, at 18, I was a Yahoo, and, you know. Sure,
now you're completely.
Now I have all my everything together.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was interesting, too, and before I even got to this part in the article, I was thinking, well, this has got to do with evolution because it's, you know, perpetuating the species. And of course, as you get older, I can understand why you would look for a younger woman because you want to have children. In our evolutionary brain.
In your evolutionary brain, yes. I could see where you're going with that. But I also think it's just, I mean, the cliche of like the old rich guy with the young 18-year-old. I mean, I think it's a combination of an unhealthy male who needs to, like, justify himself by having a young, hot, you know, girl on his arm, and that girl most likely having daddy issues, literally. Like, why would an 18-year-old want to go out with a 50-year-old guy?
Money.
Oh, there you go.
Well, money, okay. Well, and then, yeah. Like, I want some, like, that goes right into daddy issues. Maybe he's rich, he takes care of me. I mean, I just think, I mean, well, more power to both of them. If they're happy, who am I to judge? But, I mean, it's like, come on.
Well, I think the state might come in and judge that,
too. Well, 18, I'd say 18, 18. Picasso's on his own with the, I mean, how young was the teenager
for Picasso? I think she was 17, yeah.
17, yeah.
So, depending on, I mean, I'm not justifying it, but that could be legal in some places, I think.
And the way they did the study is they gave.
No, I don't see it.
No, I think there actually is some age of consent is younger in some states.
So, I thought the man had to be a certain age, like 23 and below. Anyway, I digress.
Well, the study was
done. I see what you mean. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. The study was done with 200,000 people, and they basically set them up on social media, and they looked to see who swiped right and who they were. And men continually went younger than themselves, but hovered around their same age. They never went older for the most part. They always went younger. And women always went higher, and as far as the age went. And the conclusion was, by some of the psychologists that took a look at this, was men only care about physical attraction while women want brains.
I don't always go older. In fact, I think I usually go younger.
Why do you think that is?
Nothing to do with my maturity level, if that's what you're trying to get at. I think some men that are my age or like a little bit older are starting to get into like a different phase of life where it's a little slower and whatever, and I'm still running around.
This is offensive. So you're saying we're aging faster than you?
No, I'm saying that, I don't know, I think that if I look at a typical guy who's the same age as me, I don't think he's as active. Does that make sense?
You mean they're not in shape?
No.
I don't mean in, like, I mean, I'm, like, I expect.
Push-up contest right now.
I am not talking about.
I think I won the planking contest, by the way.
You did.
We had a couple of weeks ago.
We're all very proud of you.
So you think a man in his 30s is more vibrant?
I think I end up leaning towards men like 3 or 4 years younger than me.
Gentlemen, cougar on the prowl.
I'm sorry.
I'm still waiting for your answer.
Wait, didn't I answer it?
No, you just repeated yourself after saying, oh, no.
I've kind of lost where we're heading with this.
Okay,
women like older, men like younger. Yeah.
Right.
I think that if I were to go like to 50, the 50-year-old men that I have met don't like to do what I like to do. They don't like to go ride bikes, run around all day, and things like that. It's more like a slower life, slower pace.
1 foot in the grave.
No.
We're getting close, Tom.
I think that I tend to attract an older male figure. Like, my friends' dads that are no longer married, they're all like, Allison, when is this going to happen? When are we gonna?
That's super creepy.
Yes. We're not talking 50 in that situation. We're talking 70.
Yep.
I mean, I think there's a generalization, though, that growing up, I just always assumed the man was older and the woman was younger in a couple. Like, all my uncles were older, my grandfathers were older, all the wives were younger.
Yeah, my dad's older than my mom.
But Beth's older than me, not by much.
I married someone younger.
My sister married someone younger as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I think things are changing a little bit about that. I mean, I don't think kids, I literally assumed the man was always at least a couple years older. I don't know why. Well, I know why, because my whole family was like that. Well, so I think that's probably changing now.
But generally speaking, though, I think generally speaking, though, that's still the case. I still think more women date, at least in their age range, I would say 3 to 4 years older.
Yeah, but I think guys are starting to like older women more, too, though. I mean, the cougar trend comes from somewhere.
Man, the fact that there's a cougar still on the loose in northwest suburbs makes me...
And her name's Allison.
Every time I see, like, the picture on the newspaper, I take a picture next to it.
It is, like, the easiest joke ever.
And that should be your profile picture.
For people not listening, people listening outside Chicago, we, about once a year or so, we'll have a cougar loose somewhere in the city or the suburbs. And there's been one lately in the northwest suburbs. And I think every husband makes the same joke to his wife, like, hey, honey, the newspaper's on to you, cougar on the loose.
Tom, it's about me, so stop saying it's about everyone.
I know. Sorry.
So, yes, I think men are attracted to physical appearance. I think women are attracted to stability.
Baloney. I think they're both attracted to physical is a huge part of it for both. And then everything else shoots off from there. If there's not a physical attraction, it's going to be hard to get things going at the start to learn about the stability part of it.
See, I think women give guys more of a chance on that than men give women.
They might give them more leeway, but I don't think...
More leeway on physical appearance?
Yeah, I mean, I think
for sure. Yeah.
Women give men a lot more leeway as far as, if you know, talking stability, funny, you know, good personality, things like that, than men give women.
I agree with that. But like a longer leash. Like, maybe he's not the best looking guy, but he's awesome in all these other ways.
Well, I think they grow to find him attractive.
Yeah.
Unless I'm making this up.
No, no, I think, I mean, I've told you this before. If you line up all the guys I've dated, like, since I've been divorced, they all look different from one another. But they're all, you know, super fun.
Just not fun enough.
Okay, let's move to question one, which kind of segues pretty easily to this. When we talk about the age difference here, Allison's mother and father recently tried to set her up with a gentleman that was 60?
Yes.
And my mother tried to set me up with a woman that was... just out of college, who was 23. And just so you know, both Allison and I are in our 40s.
Early 40s. Yes. So there's we're talking 20 years both sides.
Right.
Okay, my parents were at a party in Lake Geneva, and their friend is like, oh, you gotta meet this guy, he's great. You know who he'd be great with is Allison. So my parents hang out with this guy, and they're like, yeah, he's great, she'd love him. And so my mom's best friend calls and says, you know, your parents met him, think he's great. This is his. I think you guys should go on a date together. And here's his name, and here is a picture of him. And he is 60. Which, when I called my mother and I said, "Listen, I appreciate the fact that you want me to date people, but 60 is kind of pushing it." And she's like, "No ways, he's 60. He's so much fun. He looked way younger than 60. But she's disappointed. I think I'd set myself up for failure. I think I know in my head it's not going to work out. So why go on a date with a guy and then make him feel badly and be like, no.
Right. Yeah. That's a lot, I think.
I have some friends. I mean, I have some friends who are older. I have friends who are 60, and they're good buddies. And I mean, I'm like age like doesn't matter. I would say, but like I just think it'd be so strange if Allison, unless he's the most vibrant, energetic 60-year-old, that would just seem like it would be so weird. I feel like I don't know. Like it'd just be weird if you brought a 60-year-old over to the house.
I think it would be weird too. What if I showed up with a 23-year-old?
Hell yeah, buddy.
I knew that was coming.
That's fine.
Be high fives all around.
If she's a nice girl, who would judge?
That would be so funny because I would love for that to happen and me'd be with my girls and like hide them behind my back, like stay away.
The thing that I would have a hard time with, especially with a young 20-year-old, what in the hell would you talk
about? Maybe your mom hasn't realized that you have grown up, because I think sometimes our parents see us as children still.
No.
Just mine? Oh.
Why'd you cut your hair? Your hair's too long. Your hair's too short. That my mom does not talk that way.
Your mom still does that to me, too. But as is mine. But maybe your mom is like, oh, I guess, you know, that is a big age difference. I mean, I think maybe she just didn't. She thinks you're younger than you are.
Hmm. I know I act younger than I am. That's for sure.
You think that?
I think we all do, though.
Yeah, that's true. I remember when I asked my father one time, I think he was probably 64, 65 at the time. I said, how old do you feel? And he said, oh, 40. So I think you always feel a lot younger than you are.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Allison.
No, I once had a conversation when I lived in Wyoming with my ex-husband's grandma, and we had this long, like, in-depth conversation about, because she was in her 80s or 90s, and she said, I still have the brain like you had. Like, I still think of myself the same. I still think the same things. So it's so odd for me to go in the mirror and see this, like, old lady, because that's not how my brain feels.
I saw a picture of myself, and I texted my sister. I said, have you ever seen a picture of yourself and just go, holy crap, when did I get so old?
Yeah, there's a Facebook thing. And this happened to me recently. I think I actually posted about it. It was I'm not going to do it justice, but it's like, you know you're getting old when you're looking at people like much younger than you. No, you're looking at people the same age as you and thinking, man, look how old they are. And they're like your age. But it's funny this came up because last night, a good buddy of mine, one of my best buddies at work, is leaving the company. We had a going away party for him. But I had, you know, I'm in the burbs now. Caitlin's going to wake up early this morning. I have this to record. And the guy in the Lyft driver was super nice. And he said, well, how's like life changed? A younger guy. He's like, how's life changed since you've had a kid? And I was it was an 8:30 train I was catching. I said, well, I wouldn't be taking a train home, you know, at 8:30 on a Friday night. I'd stay out, and my wife wouldn't care. I'd stay out later, and I'd celebrate my buddy. And then I get to my town, Arlington Heights, Illinois, and I get off, and there's all these restaurants and everything. And I literally, in my mind, was thinking, hey, look at all these people still out. It's so late. And I'm like, oh, it's like 9:15. It's not late at all. So that's how aging and parenthood, I guess, changes people.
Oh, yeah. We definitely look old. Well, but here's the other thing with looking old is I do look at other people that are the same age as us, and I see you and you way differently than I see some of the other people our age. I see some people that I know are in their early 40s, and they look like they're in their early 50s.
That's very
60s.
True. That is true. Beth and I oftentimes will be like, wait a minute, they're the same age as we are?
Basically, what we're saying is we look good.
I moisturize. That's, I keep my skin young. It
lots
helps.
Of sunblock, lots of sunblock.
Yeah. 15 SPF on this face every day.
15?
Really?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, I'm 30, but
I'm just Italian.
Well, I'm not in the sun that often. I mean,
well,
I,
you know, we are not Italian.
My sun exposure is limited, so I mean, 15, yeah, it works.
Yeah. Okay.
Obviously.
Okay, the app story. This comes from a buddy of mine named Austin. Actually, I got to do that again because it's a made-up name.
I thought he was a different... Yeah, I was just saying.
Well, it is a made-up name. Yeah. That's why I struggled so much to use the name. We could leave that in as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's good.
Because that just shows that we will not use your real name if you do send us a story. Okay, this one is... these two guys, they met on a dating app, and they decided to go to your normal first outing for a date, which was to meet for a drink. He says that they started off talking about the usual stuff, the getting to know you, where you're from, that kind of thing. And then somehow it segued into him asking Austin if he had ever been in a hot air balloon, which is a pretty random question on a first date. However, from there, it was another 2 hours of talking about hot air balloons, balloon races, forecasting weather for balloon races, the friends he's made in balloon events, the places he's gone with balloons, etc. So he made several attempts, he says, to steer the conversation in another direction, but somehow it kept coming back to hot air balloons. And needless to say, this is you could file this in There Was Not a Second Date folder, because, I mean, how much could you talk about balloons?
I think we just had a genius app idea, though. Hotairballooners.com or hotairballoonersonly.com. And then he could, you know, we can match hot air balloon enthusiasts with other hot air balloon enthusiasts.
One of my girlfriends went on a date with a guy, and he had a plane. And all he talked about was planes and when we're going on the plane. And it was just, I think maybe somebody told these people, like, oh my gosh, that's super cool. And it is cool. It's cool that you have a hot air balloon. It's cool that you have a plane. But I think that they think that, oh, if people think it's cool, I'll just continue to beat this horse until they won't go on another date with me.
It reminds me of an old joke. How do you know somebody went to Notre Dame? Don't worry. They'll tell you.
It is a great joke.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same thing. Like, oh, I'm a pilot. Oh, I'm my plane. Oh, it's like Teslas. People with Teslas.
They love talking about
their Teslas like they're their children.
I mean, I think it goes just back to poor social skills. Like, if you can't have a conversation on a first date and realize that the other person is also going to talk about themselves, it just, there's never going to be a second date.
Yeah, I feel like when you're on, back in my dating days, I would try to casually work in a few like little tidbits that I thought might help my case, but I wouldn't try to obsess on it. Like, I used to tutor at La Rabida Children's Hospital, a great organization.
Sure.
And I would kind of, it's Tuesday afternoon. I need to get down to La Rabida Children's Hospital to tutor some sick children. You know? So, but I wouldn't like just talk about it for an hour.
What subjects do you tutor?
Yeah, I mean, I would just drop it in casually, score some points and move on.
I'm trying to think if I have anything that I tend to drop in, and I can't, none that come to mind right off the bat.
I'm a reporter for WGN.
It'd be funny if you just talked about being on TV all the time.
Oh my God.
You know, sometimes when I'm on TV, I have to.
I actually try to steer away from that completely. However, I generally, if I'm meeting someone for the first time, and I get this sometimes too, they have a lot of questions about my day and how it works. And I understand that because it is an unusual job compared to, I don't know, I can't even think of another job. But
working at a grocery store.
Yeah. I mean, you know what they do. So I tend to get a lot of questions, but I always try and steer it away from me because I would rather try and learn about them more than tell stories about TV.
Well, Eric, you always care more about others. I think that's one of your best attributes.
That's why it's on my dating profile.
I feel like I ask you questions about work, and I have a buddy who's a chef, and I ask him. I always find myself asking him questions, and Beth will be like, why do you always ask Matt about being a chef? I'm like, just because it's so different to me, and it's like, I think it's exciting. It's like, you guys both had a passion, and you like went for it. And like 98% of us are like, you know, doing the 9-to-5 grind at some office gig. So I always respect people who like took a shot and made it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys don't ask me about IEPs ever.
I'm not even sure what it stands
for. Yeah, I was going to say.
I know, tell us that first. I know it's my helping students.
Never mind. Never mind. We'll talk about you guys some more.
This actually might lead into another topic that we hinted at last week.
Oh, right. My school nurse says that she listens to us every week.
We'll call this question two.
Was this the plan, or do we have another question?
This was not the plan, but I like it. I like where this is going.
We did tease it, so we should talk about
my
it,
my school nurse, I was in there the other day, and she said, oh, I listen to you guys every week, and I'm always surprised when people listen to us, and I'm like, oh, really?
And oh, that's a good sign. Hey, WGN, we're shocked anyone listens to us.
But then all of a sudden I get like embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, what have I said? She said, you know, it's so funny and she loves to listen to it, but that you guys are mean to me.
Shut up, Allison.
That's enough out of you.
I felt like I was mean to you once in the last episode. I was like, oh, that nurse is going to think like, oh, he was just mean to her. I just made a joke about something. But I think it's not being mean. I think we all make jokes about, I mean, you've said stuff about me and we laugh about it. Like,
I feel like I'm trying to be nice. So maybe.
You've taken a couple shots.
Yeah, you have. You have. I don't think we're mean to you. Do you think we're mean to you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you're mean to me. But I like that she thinks that you guys are mean to me. I'm like, I know.
You're milking it.
Laid it up.
You know, actually, when we're off there, they actually hit me. So.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think when you've been friends for a long time, and we've all been friends for a long time, like, if you say something, either one of you say something, and I have a chance to make fun of you somehow for saying that, I will generally take that opportunity.
Like, right.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to make a joke and get a laugh.
I don't think we've ever crossed a line of. I've never felt that you guys have crossed a line with me as far as being mean.
Not your face.
Well, I expect that behind my back for both of you.
I think that we jab at each other. Maybe I need to jab more on air and not as much off air. To even the playing field.
Well, a lot of people have told me that they want you to talk more.
Me?
Yeah.
I think she talks plenty.
I have lots to talk about, everybody.
People want to hear your insight.
Individualized education plans.
Oh, nailed it. Edit, please.
Individualized education plans.
I just want to say that if I've been mean to you, Allison, you have my sincerest apologies.
As you have mine.
I don't actually feel that way, but I appreciate that you guys.
I mean, I think you've hurt my feelings a couple times, but that's okay.
I mean, maybe you should apologize to us.
No need to apologize to me.
I don't need it.
I'm tough. I can handle it.
I have a hard outer shell.
I would be uncomfortable. I would be uncomfortable if we couldn't joke with each other.
That
would be weird.
I would agree.
It'd be a terrible show.
Yeah. I think that's also a sign of that we're friends too. I mean, all friends do that, right?
I think so. I mean, we make crap out of each other all the time. And my, like,
on your WhatsApp app?
My girlfriends and I, like, that's basically, I have a buddy, one of my very good buddies for a long time from college. And if he wasn't making crap out of me, I'd feel like he didn't love me anymore. And he, like, pushes it hard. I'm like, dude.
That really reminds me of a story when I was in college. I was bigger than I am now when I was at school, and probably by about 20 to 25 pounds bigger. And my friends that I lived with, sometimes we would gang up on one person in the house that we all lived in, and it just happened to be my turn. And I had seven guys that were ruthless about fat jokes, and just anything. Like, even if I looked at food, they're like, oh, your mouth watering? How wrong?
You had some other fat guys in that house.
Yeah.
Not that you were fat. You know.
I was bigger, but I wouldn't say I was fat, although they would. And anyway, I got to the point where I couldn't eat around them that day because it was just awful. Like, because it was just one right after another.
I think that goes beyond the boundary of friendship when you start to like.
Well, it was just my turn. It used to be other people's turn too, and I was, you know, just as ruthless as they were being to me. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But I remember all six of them had gone out that night, and when they left, there was one other guy there. And I finally looked at him like, oh, God, thank God they left. I'm starving. And then I ordered
starving.
That's exactly what it was. And then I ordered a pizza, and I'm like, you can't tell them about this when they get back because this is going to be just as bad. And, of course, he's like, oh, no, I won't say a word. And as soon as they walked in, he's like, yeah, after you guys left, wrong order to pizza. And it started all up again. Except this time they had about, you know, 18 beers in them when they came back. Well, that was our second question. That worked out pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, just, as long as everyone realizes we're not mean to Allison.
In public.
We swear.
I'll go back into my cage. I'll be back.
It's ironic because off air, she runs a tight ship. And like she's actually probably mean to us when the mic's not on. Sounds like a real sweetheart when the microphone's on. What? She is ruthless as soon as we hit stop on the record button.
You better shut up, Tom.
That is a great place to stop for Allison and Tom. This has been Single, Married, Divorced. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Rung. Have a brand new show for you next week. Hope you have a great week.